My name is Julie Wiseman. I am here today with a very special person. He wrote a story about a person who is another special person for a writing contest that we held at his school, which is Westside Christian Elementary in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is Kyler Burgess, along with the person he interviewed, Dr. Joseph Taylor. Kyler won this contest among all the fifth grade students at Westside Christian. Congratulations, Kyle. Were you excited when you found out that you won? Because
yeah.
You were surprised today among all the students. Mm-hmm. Did you have any inkling?
No.
Not at all? So, I want you to introduce yourself. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 11. I play football, basketball, and soccer. And I go to Westside Christian in fifth grade. And that's it.
Okay. And tell me who this person is sitting next to you.
He's Dr. Taylor, and he was a doctor when I was born, and he was kind of close to us, and he was in the Army, and he did a lot of cool stuff.
Now, we do this writing contest every year. We've been doing it at this school with all the fifth graders for about the last 8 years, and this year, we really wanted the students to kind of get out there and meet somebody other than a family member, and you did that. You interviewed somebody. Why did you decide to pick Dr. Taylor?
Because we'd known him. My mom and dad knew him, and he lives pretty close to us, and we really like him.
And how hard was that for you to interview somebody that wasn't a mom or a dad?
Kind of hard.
Was it hard? But you did it. I heard Dr. Taylor say today, you brought a bunch of questions, you came prepared. He was very proud of you. That's a pretty big job for a fifth grader. So what significance does he have to you in your life?
I don't know.
You don't know why he's important? Why is he important to you?
Because he helped the doctors when I was born.
That's very cool. I did see a picture of you, Dr. Taylor, and I was trying to figure it out. It looked like you were in the field somewhere working. What was that?
Well, I'm a part-time farmer. I grew up on a farm, and I do that in retirement. Yes, that's where the pictures came from.
What was that one that...
I have a tractor.
Okay.
And it has a grapple on it, so I can go out and pick up logs. This morning I was burning brush out in the
Oh, wow.
Woods.
You have to be careful with that.
Watching the fire, and it's fun to come in from the cold and do this.
Yeah, no kidding. So tell me, Kyler, how you felt about writing this life story and the process you went through.
It was hard at first, but then I started to get it, and then...
What made it hard? What was difficult about it?
I don't know.
Was it coming up with questions? Is that hard?
Because
this is somebody different. This isn't your mom or dad. So
no,
it is kind of sometimes harder to come up with somebody that you don't have, you know, you don't see day in, day out. So, Dr. Taylor, tell me how it felt to have somebody come and write a life story about you.
Well, I didn't know exactly what to expect, but as soon as I saw the sparkle in his eye and that he'd prepared, he came prepared, and he asked the questions, and there was no lull, and yes, and he obviously wrote them all down, too, the answers, yeah.
It's a very neat thing, because what you're doing is writing it about somebody, as we told the class, they get to write it about somebody who has lived, where normally Heritage Life Story Funeral Homes, who is sponsoring this contest, writes it about somebody that has passed away, so we don't get to get these stories until... They're gone, and so it's nice that you have this nice life story about your. He was able to talk to you and get that. So I have a question for you, because you did tell us that you worked up till age 75, and now Kyler's going to be a teenager in a couple years. So what advice would you give to your teenage self?
What advice would I give to who?
You as a teenager, now that you have all of this wisdom.
Well, I think I was pretty driven, and at 14, my dad bought a tractor, and a brand new tractor and a hay baler, and basically he said, Joe, go out and bale the hay. And my father worked in town, and the tractor didn't always work, and I would call him up, and it became very obvious after a period of time that my dad, one, didn't know how to fix a tractor any more than I did, and two, was too busy with what he was doing and didn't want to be bothered, So therefore, I went back and tried to fix the tractor myself. And these were the beginning of, they had a hay baler that would tie a knot. If you can imagine a machine that would tie a knot. And when it didn't work, at 14, I was supposed to go back there and figure out how to do that. So you grew up fast, I mean, and type like that. I think I worked hard. I wasn't the smartest kid in the class by any manner of means, but I think I worked the hardest. And I was very well organized. And I see my grandkids now that aren't. I mean, they'll take all day Saturday off. I mean, I worked in school. I worked. I studied. You know, I was very well organized. I think people don't realize how hard grandpa or people do work to achieve in whatever they do. And I think I really emphasize that, working hard and being organized, which I think he is.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn from writing this life story about, like, yourself? Did anything come from it, Kyler, that you went, do you like writing, first of all?
Yeah.
Yeah? So what, did you learn anything other than you had an assignment to do for this class that you could potentially win money that would go to your tuition here at school? Did you learn anything else from writing it?
No.
No? You learned a great story, though.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Taylor, who are the two people in your life that have been the biggest influence in your life?
That's a very tough question. I obviously hadn't thought that one was coming. I think my eighth grade shop teacher was. I think back, I went to obviously an underperforming school, but I learned stuff from the eighth grade shop teacher that today I'm out there mechanically doing things and cutting wood that I learned from this guy in the eighth grade long ago, and I remember him very well. And I remember a patient that died, and I remember that very vividly. That was not, it was an unfortunate situation, but I never forget that.
Now tell me, how did you decide to become a pediatrician?
It's a good question. You're an intern, and things change now, but you become to Grand Rapids a year, and you're in medicine, surgery, pediatrics, and emergency room. That's sort of the four main things. And you spend a whole year doing that, and then you frequently go into one of those fields. That's called what we call primary care, which is, you know, you take care of people directly. Mm-hmm. And I just liked the mentors, the people ahead of me, the Dr. Wilson, Dr. Baker, who kids came to this very school. They were tremendous human beings.
And you can tell you have a natural affinity and empathy for kids. You can just tell you have that just by even sitting here with Kyler and even the way that you were talking when he presented his story, and then afterwards, I mean, I could just see the love and affection there, and that's awesome because you obviously picked the right people. So what are you most proudest of, personally or professionally? I'll let you pick one or both.
I don't know. I the other day I went to the hospital to visit a friend, and I got in the elevator, and a middle-aged nurse got on the elevator with me, and she says, "Oh, you used to be my pediatrician, and that's why I'm here." You know, that's sort of stuff in a short word. And I couldn't remember, and I was trying to read her name, and of course she'd gotten married and stuff. But yeah, that's what you like to hear. You took care of me, and that's why I'm here. I thought, gee, thank you. You know.
And can you tell me about one of the most difficult times of your life?
Well, I had a patient that died, and had a lot of series of problems. It wasn't my fault they died, but looking back, I could have handled it better. And I even wake up at night now and then, and you know, they talk about the football coach, remember the losses. Well, that's sort of, I wake up every now and then and say, knowing so-and-so and how it turned out, I could have done it better. So maybe that's being too conscientious. I should let that stuff go, but yeah, you do that stuff.
Can't change the past.
No, you can't change the past.
You can only start from today and go forward, right?
I should have done that, knowing what I do now. Of course, that's not fair either, you know.
Right, because you have more of the experience now than you did.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's, of course, we can all look back and say, well, I would have done this based on what we have now.
You got it.
So how would you like to be remembered?
Oh, I like to remember as a nice person who tried and did the best they could. And had a family that hopefully will go out and be somewhat the same way, and everybody will like them. You know, now we're so diversified and stuff and politics that we want people to like us, and there's an art to that too, you know?
There is.
Being nice to them. You may disagree with them, but you could be nice to them.
Yeah. Treat them with respect and kindness, right?
Yeah, sure.
And Kyler, what about you? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Sports player.
You want to be a sports player? Which one? Football?
I don't know.
You don't know? You just want to be a professional sports player. Well, good for you. Well, I hope you achieve that, and then I'll say, I knew him when. So thank you both very much. It was such a pleasure talking with you, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.